We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Oh, I can already tell we're going to have a heck of a show today. Franz Joseph, did I say that right? I got it right. He's in the studio with me. He is a farmer and basically rancher. They got horses over there from Germany. He's on the show today with his son-in-law, David, and grandson, Alex, is in here. And we're going to have some fun after this first segment. So let's move on and get everything all done so we can get to our guest in the studio today. Currently at Slap Out at 62 degrees, 70 degrees at the May Ranch, 69 at Helena, 61 at Sealing, 58 is basically the coolest spot in Oklahoma that I can see right now, and it's at Arnett, home of the famous Lori Campbell, 62 degrees at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon, and the capital of Harmon County, Hollis. 66 degrees. Let's see what's happening out here in the Texas Panhandle. 63 at Lipscomb, 66 at Canadian, 65 at Wellington, 63 at Odell, and 65 degrees at McLean, Texas. I'll have more on your Texas Panhandle forecast coming up for you in the next section. And then we're going to move on. The studio line, text line for the Today in Ag show is open, 580-225-9697. During the show, if you got any questions that you would like to ask him during the show, and in English for me. And so, anyway, we'll have an open forum going, a whole show with him. We're going to find out some interesting stuff about how things are done in Europe compared to the United States. So I'm looking forward to this. First of all, let's see what's happening with the grain markets. Corn for May is 641, July is 587, September is 528, soybeans for May 1436, July is 1407, August is 1352, soybean meal for May 426.80 a short ton. July is 423.70. August is 418.40. Soybean oil for May is 51.67. July is 52.08. August is 51.82. Hard bread winter wheat. It was up earlier, and now it's going backwards again. So anyway, unless something's wrong with my, let me update this and see if it'll correct itself. It was in the green earlier. Now it's in the red. Like, bam, yeah, it's still in the red, down 17 for May. July is 777, but it's up 37. Oats for May, 291. July is 304. Cotton for July is at 80 cents. October is 81 cents. Live cattle for June is 162. August is 159.95. October is 164.30. And December is 168.90. Feeder cattle for May, they're down to 203.97. August is 224.05. May lean hogs, 78.20. June, 88.25. And July, 89.45. Oil, everything's in the red almost today except for the S&P and the NASDAQ and the Dow. West Texas intermediate crude oil is for June is down $3 today at 68.66, and natural gas for June is at 212. So we got that going on. All right, let's see here. Sale barn receipts from Woodward yesterday with cattle. They had 435 head of cows there yesterday and bulls, compared to 619 a week ago and 750 a year ago. Compared to last week, slaughter cows are steady to $3 higher. Slaughter bulls are steady. Demand was moderate. Let's start out with breaker cows. Looks like they had around 70 head. Anywhere from 1382 to 1604 average weights. and they brought anywhere from 92-64 to the high end was 106-61. On boner cows, looks like they had about 80 head there, and average weights was 1133 to 1289 was the heaviest on the boners, and they were bringing anywhere from 86 to 105 with on the high end 102.22 was the average price. On lean cows, they had about 40 head there, and they were weighing anywhere from 1066 up to 1155. They were bringing anywhere from 82 cents to 95 cents yesterday. And on the bulls, looks like they had about 25 head of bulls there. Average weights were 1584 to 2040. The average price was anywhere from 88 cents to $1.23, with $1.2004 being the average on the high end. And let's see what was going on with cows. Bred cows, they had a couple of 5 to 8 year olds there that brought 1125 apiece. Cow calf pairs, medium and large number ones with 150 pound or less calves on them. 2 to 4 year olds brought 1425, and one over eight brought 1225. And then on the cow calf pairs, medium and large number ones with 150 to 300 pound calves on them. Most of them were 5 to 8 year olds or older, and they were bringing anywhere from 1475 to 1725. Cow calf pairs, medium and large one to number twos with 150 pound calves on them. There was just a couple head there, and they brought 1285. That's what happened at Woodward yesterday. All right, we're going to take an early break, and it is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour today. Also, I'll have more on the Taylor Ranch coming up after the Texas weather report this next break, and then we're going to move on with David, Alex, and Franz. I'm German's not my specialty here. So anyway, even though my kids are half German, so we'll get it going anyway. So anyway, it's going to be a fun day on the show. Don't miss it. Now, I got a story to tell you also later on the show from these three older gentlemen that hang out over there at the round table at Southbound. There's a dispute going amongst the three of them. They're really good friends, so I'll have more about that coming up probably towards the end of the show. And we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We actually close our loans in-house. So we don't rely on an outside source to actually close or handle any of the signing of our documents. Most importantly, when dealing with a local bank, you're dealing with local people that are familiar with the area that you can always pick up the phone and call. We take pride in making sure we always return a phone call. Getting back in touch with the person over a phone call is very important to us. I'm Joe Shepherd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma.
So the other side of our business is we fuel fracks. We have an automated system that we fuel fracks. We go through so much volume of diesel that we get a good price on it. It's just like anything. The more you buy, the cheaper the price. So we buy so much volume that we get a better price, and we're allowed to move that over to the ranchers and farmers. Our whole thought process was, you know, we're making money with this. Let's start fueling some farmers and move that price break over to them. Yes, price is the first thing, but reliability, knowing that when you call and ask someone to show up, they show up, do what they say. I really am prideful about doing what I say. I want to always be there. I want people to call me and know that I'm going to show up and do what I say.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
What was true during the years you've worked to acquire an education is also true in life. You should be confident in yourself, your abilities, and your decisions. Self-respect is an important attribute, and as Eleanor Roosevelt observed, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. We congratulate the class of 2023 on a job well done.
Greenacres Enterprises salutes this year's seniors as they graduate to become tomorrow's leaders.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hypro. For Hypro, go to Cowman's. Kalman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Kalman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Kalman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire's flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Man, we're going to have a blast today. I can already tell. Anyway, Miami, Texas, humidity is 46%, temperature 69, dew points at 48. The winds are out of the southeast at 17 miles an hour, wind gust up to 22. Peak wind gust so far today, 28 miles an hour. Month to date, precipitation 0.06 inches, six 100ths of an inch. No red flag minutes today, no sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature in Miami, Texas is 63 degrees. Well, today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour all hour long. So here we go. Hey, all you grillers out there, are you ready to up your game? Because May is hit, man, and it's time to get the grill fired up. No matter what your skill level, from the beginner or to the master griller, starting with Taylor Ranch beef, will take you to the next level. The majority of Taylor Ranch beef grades prime, so prime your grill with Taylor Ranch beef. Your family and friends will appreciate and enjoy your decision. At the Taylor Ranch, they develop every animal as if it were going to be served on their own table. That's Taylor Ranch, selling quarters, halves, and whole beef. Third-party verified, all natural and hormone-free, also available. Call Mr. Jimmy Taylor at 405-609-4662. I promise you, you guys won't go wrong by getting you some Taylor Ranch beef. All right, well, joining me here in the studio, I got a studio full here. I got Mr. David Mesner and his son Alex in here, and I got David's father-in-law in here, straight from Germany. Franz Joseph, did I get that right?
I got it right
twice in a row today. This is awesome. Dude, this guy stands about 6'2". He sits up straight like you're supposed to in the chair. He's 77 years old, and he rides a bike and runs every day. How far do you ride a bike every day, probably? In kilometers.
It's a nice day today.
Yeah, so anyway, Franz farms in Germany there at Krefeld there, and it's not, what's the closest town, Frankfurt?
Düsseldorf.
Okay, and anyway, he farms there. He's got feeder pigs there. They raise cabbage for sauerkraut, obviously, canola, Truticale, and wheat, and he's got 800 feeder pigs. But he also has a boarding house for horses that I can tell on the horses. That's your favorite part of the whole operation?
Yes,
because it's the money.
Yes,
because people with horses, you either gotta have money or you're broke. And anyway, so you board how many horses do you board there?
110 horses in the stables.
I got you.
On two farms, on our farm and the other farm I rent.
Okay, I got you. Yes. Let's start with you. You're 77 years old. How long have you been married?
50 years in this year.
Anyway, So you've got three children, three daughters. Yeah, and they're from what age? What age are they? I know they don't like to be talked about their age.
About 40 to 45.
Okay, cool.
Three girls are.
Right, and they were all raised right there on the farm where you're at now?
Yes, yes.
All right. So this is interesting, David. How did you meet her? How did you meet your wife? I want to hear this story. Is it too bad to talk about on the radio?
It's fine. Back in, she was in college, and okay. She came over in 2003 and wanted to learn about American agriculture.
Okay.
And so she got credit through her university to come over here, and it's like an exchange student thing, but it's also live and work on a farm, not just go to school or something. It was actually be on a farm and so she came here and she met me and didn't really want to go back is about the shortest way to say it.
Well, we'll just leave it right there then. Anyway, so back to you. And so you've been there on that one farm your whole life.
Yes, I'm also, my mother also stay born on this farm, where? And I'm born through.
Was this back during the day before the Cold War was over? Was this East or West Germany?
This would be in the West Germany.
Okay.
Yep, they're very close to the Netherlands, about 20 minutes drive, and you can get to the Netherlands. Right. So that's how far west they are in the country.
Well, you don't live very far from the Rhine River.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Only 10 miles from the river.
That's a big river.
There's a big river, and in this town, Neuss is the name, they are produced canola from America, and they catch it and make oil and something.
Okay, I got you.
From the haven in the company.
I got you.
Yes.
Interesting. And so what's different? You've been over, this is not his first time over here.
No, he came back, first time was for Christmas of 03. He came, and then after wife and I got married, then, they've come back almost every year. Of course, they were unable to come during the COVID time frame. But
it
yes,
wasn't worth the trouble.
That's right, that's right.
It wasn't worth the trouble with all the yes, crap going on. Anyways, so what's different between farming in America and farming in Germany? What's different?
Yeah, but in our region, I think it's a little so, and in Iowa, the ground is very good, and we make much cabbage and something, and salad. More salad for whole Europe come from us.
I got you. And then the
neighbor, he fly to here to look the cabbage machine and the for salad machine in California, and buy a machine from California to us.
And to take it back to Germany.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, to harvest cabbages, is that right?
Yes.
Why ain't you into cabbage harvesting, Mr. Harvester, Mr. Custom Harvester?
It'd be another machine to own, I guess.
Anyway, so because sauerkraut is big in
yes,
Germany.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's a big, that's like cantaloupes and watermelons yes, in the United States.
And you can make more money from 1 acre than with wheat.
Right.
There's more labor, of course, in the cabbage. Yeah, I mean, it's basically all hand. I've been lucky enough to help on that one time when I was over there in November. And
so you haven't been back since?
Yeah, yeah. But you got to go out there and, look at the cabbage. And if you find the good ones, and those will be sold as a whole head.
Right.
And but then ones that aren't as pretty, then you got to cut it off. You line it up in rows,
right,
so that way you can drive through with the tractor. And then you got to pick them up, and you got to throw them in the wagon. And a lot of times the ground is wet that time of the year in November. So maybe when you're getting close to full, maybe you'll get the trailer stuck, and you got to hook on with a second tractor to get it pulled out of the field.
I got you. Well, so. But the equipment in Germany is not as big as it is over here, because of the bridges and the roadways, right?
Yes, that's correct. There's a lot. One of his big tractors was it was a 6810
yes,
John Deere,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, and so 150 horsepower tractor.
That's a big tractor.
That's kind of a big
yes,
one.
Yes.
I mean, there's a few like for John Deere, the 8000 series tractors, but not many. The 6000 series tractor is very popular. And one of the reasons it is so popular is because the wheelbase is so short. you can turn around on the roads, you can park the equipment, because like on their farm, they have a courtyard. It's very normal to have a courtyard because of the age of the farms.
Right.
And when that courtyard was made, we had horses.
Right.
And so
John Deere tractors.
You don't have big courtyards, so you can't turn the machines around very easy within the farm, and the short wheelbase tractors, the smaller ones.
I'm guessing right, you farm every inch of that farm, don't you? I mean, there's
yes.
Yeah, so that's cool. They if I remember right, I stopped in Germany on my way back from the Middle East back in 92 and 91, and we were off just a little bit, but they, you know, the roads were narrow, the bridges were narrow, the bridges all made out of stone, basically. I mean, it's typical Germany. Mm-hmm. What you see on the movies and stuff, that's the way it is. Pretty cool. All the big hedgerows and stuff, do they still have a lot of big hedgerows?
Yeah. But you need irrigation. Two years before, it's very dry. When you cannot produce cabbage, big potatoes, when you have not irrigation. The whole farm has irrigation. We have on the farm, we have a pump on the earth,
right,
and we have lines to the fields. And then you can stay there, you open the line, right, and then you can irrigation.
Is it all flood irrigated?
No, he has a big gun.
Oh, you got a big gun. I got you.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, big gun. Yes, yes.
So do you have a water well, or are you still in water out of the Rhine?
No. No, on the earth. No problem. We have 100.
What's the elevation? How many meters off the sea are you? Do you remember?
Is it 300.
I got you.
Yes, yes. Only 300, but we have 100-foot pump.
Yeah,
and then it's no problem. We have enough water. It's our region. When you go a little more south, that's no water.
No water.
That's not so good. They leave the cabbage from us, and they leave the potatoes from us, because we every year the same tons.
Right.
But when you have the south and it's no water, you have no tons. But when you go to Walmart, you will have French fries. I cannot see.
Awesome.
In last year's dry, in this year we know French fries. You understand?
Yeah. Well, that's the way they are in France. That's for you, Major Cooper. That's as far as I'm going with your joke. Anyway, so cabbages is your big money maker.
Yes, yes.
What's next? Potatoes?
Potatoes.
Potatoes?
Potatoes for French fries.
Right.
We harvest it in the autumn, and then go in the hall, and we go air through to dry it and to cooling it.
I gotcha.
That must lay there 6, 8, 10 months.
Whoa.
And he doesn't grow. Then it is destroyed, the potato.
Huh.
And before we can spray, but now we doesn't spray. The country say no, and when we do gas in it.
Gotcha.
And then it doesn't grow. Huh. But it's very difficult. Last year we do it, one farm do it inside with electricity, and then my bum and the hole is away from the gas.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Big explosion is what he's saying.
Only outside the machine, and the hall is cannot go air out. Luftdicht.
Yeah. Yep.
No? So. It's a special hall.
Alex, pull that mic over there to you and talk into it. You know you're wanting to talk. How cool is it to have a grandfather in Germany?
Well, it's a lot different than a lot of other kids do, because I get to see a lot more than I get to travel more. Yeah. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, you said you've been over there, what, 6, 8 times?
Something like that, yeah.
Well,
I've went
cool
there
that?
Plenty of times.
So is your mother got the German language in you? Are you learning?
Yeah, I can speak German pretty good. I'm not fluent, but I can have a conversation with someone in German pretty good.
Oh, well, don't try me. You could talk crap on me, and I wouldn't know, and I'd just say, yep, yeah, you're good. Anyway, well, that's awesome. That's So what do you see yourself different between farming over here and farming in Germany?
I think I prefer to stay here than go over to Germany because there's a mess over there with farming, people against it and everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot. Well, and probably, I like the bigger machines, too. Let's put it that way.
You were trying not to say that, but you did. Because I bet, what's the biggest header on a combine over there, probably?
Well, they'll use a lot of 30-foot heads over there.
Well, I guess
the big machine, like what we would have, the bigger John Deere's, but they'll only put like a 30-foot head on. But their wheat yields are over 100 bushel an acre. Really easy. Yeah, real easy. But, you know, like he had said earlier, if it's dry, they can put a little water down for him. But, yeah, they've got good soil and filtration, and, you know, and they'll spray. They'll put fertilizer down 3 times, and they'll put a restrictor on the wheat so it doesn't grow too much because with the head being so big, it'll fall down. No, if you just let it grow, it'll grow up tall like rye will.
Wow.
And, of course, you know, if you get a big head of wheat on that tall a stock, it's going to
fall over. So, basically, it's the same soil that's up in Iowa and Illinois. Yeah, good, black, tough. Because you guys probably, if you look on the latitudes and longitudes.
They're north of where they're at in Germany near Dusseldorf. They're about 200 miles north of the Canadian line.
Oh.
North of us. So, they're a long ways farther north. So, you know, in the wintertime, the sun never gets very high, and then of course in the summer, then you get to see a lot of sun. There's a lot of hours, and like when we were over there for Christmas time, the sun won't come up until about close to 9 o'clock in the morning. And by 4:30, it's gone.
What are you doing, sleeping, Alex? Are you sleeping? Come on, speak the truth.
I don't know.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have some more conversations on this. This is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This spring, millions of young men and women march across the stage, receive a diploma, and embark on a series of new challenges and opportunities. Graduation is an important milestone, and the members of the class of 2023 have earned the right to be recognized. We congratulate them for all their achievements and wish them every success in the years to come.
Physical Therapy Central in Elk City is so proud of this crop of graduates. PTC can't wait to see how far you'll go.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Mickey asked the questions. He wanted to make sure things were properly insured as far as values, not to be too high necessarily. You know, a lot of people are probably going to try to get them on up there where the premium is higher, and Mickey wasn't that way. He wanted real values, didn't want me paying any more premium than I needed to pay, but wanted me properly insured. If you start missing things by $1,000 or $10,000, that adds up in a hurry. Either you'll be underinsured and you'll be disappointed, or you're going to be overinsured and paying too much premium anyways. And Mickey made it a point that we nailed it on the head on every little last piece that I had. He took the time to do that. He made sure it was right. My name is Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
A good afternoon and a yippee-ki-yay to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, May 1st. 1,458 head were sold, 8 head of steers at 267 brought 316, 17 at 629 brought 217, 5 at 702 brought 213, 4 at 765 brought 194, 43 at 819 brought 199, 64 at 848 brought 194, 48 at 954 brought 186, 5 head of heifers at 389 brought 242, 6 at 483 brought 235, 4 at 573 brought 222, 20 at 671 brought 203, 13 at 707 brought 193, 9 at 844 brought 175, 15 at 919 brought 172.50. Butcher cows were 45 to 104, butcher bulls brought 90 to 128. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call old Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's a 580-497-6095. And remember, y'all, your name ain't got to be Stewart to be a good steward.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Let's see here. I'm going to pick Arnett today. How about that? Let me change that real quick. This new Mesonet system is cool. That's all I can tell you. Currently at Arnett, home of the famous Lurie Campbell, 60 degrees, dew points 50, humidity 70, 24-hour rainfall. They've got almost half inch up there. Lucky people. Good for you guys. Southeast winds at 11 miles an hour. Sunrise 6:46 a.m. Sunset 8:28. Today, mostly cloudy, 75 degrees, south winds 14 to 15, 30% chance of showers tonight, 40% tomorrow with a high of 81. Friday, sunny, 88. Saturday, sunny, 92. Sunday, 20% slight chance of storms, and it will be 88 degrees. I did kind of creep one down the forecast down there. And looks like our weather pattern has changed, and it is or it's changing. Let me rephrase that. We have more chances of rain in the forecast, which is awesome. Well, in the studio with me is Franz Joseph. He's from Germany. He's David, and Alex Meisner was David's father-in-law. Alex's
grandpa. We can, he always calls him Opa.
Opa
and grandma is Oma in German.
And that's why you say that in German.
That's what we always call them.
Anyway, my wife said to tell your wife hello. And Sandy says hi. Farina's, all right?
You got
I got that one right. Anyway, because I've only met your wife once, and that was at the farm show here out here. And so anyway, Franz is from Germany. He farms. He's got 800 feeder pigs. He farms wheat, potatoes, cabbage, canola, triticale. He has boarding for horses. He's and that's where the big bucks are. And cabbage is your number one cash crop, sounds like. And then potatoes. What's next?
So we need wheat for straw.
Right.
And I change with a neighbor. Then I make their wheat, and I make by my also cabbage.
So what do you feed?
And the next is the horses.
Right. What do you feed the hogs? What kind of, do you raise your own feed or you buy, trade that out or buy feed for your pigs, for the swine?
For the swine, we buy the feed.
Feed for that.
Yes, yes.
What about the horses besides the straw and stuff? Do you raise your own?
The straw and in the whole region, I buy the hay. We do it with a tractor. Or we buy it with LKW, with truck.
Right. What kind of hay do you feed the horses?
6 to 10 kilo hay a day.
But what kind?
Like a grass.
It's mostly like a grass hay.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
I got you.
They don't usually have much for alfalfa.
Alfalfa. Yeah. No. Right. And probably couldn't ever get it dried out the way you're talking.
Yeah. Yep. They usually have enough moisture and stuff, and you know, like the straw itself. After they go ahead and harvest it, the straw is still damp and wet. They've got I've helped do it before where you've actually got to rake the straw to flip it so that
right.
way it'll dry out so you can go ahead
straw,
and bale
you
it
gotta
up.
Rake the straw.
You gotta
that's,
rake
that's
the straw.
That's a rare conversation right there around here. So you guys were talking about how big the wheat gets and everything, but then during the break you were talking about the combines, the just your normal conventional combines, they still have make them over there.
Yeah, that's right. Because, I mean, everybody wants the straw, need good quality straw for them horses.
Right.
And so you need to have good straw. You can't get that from a rotor.
Right.
Rotor will break it up. So
right.
There are still conventional combines that are made.
You're talking like 8820 or 7720.
The one that John Deere calls it is a T670.
Okay.
And Kloss still makes the conventional machines.
Right.
And I forget, does New Holland have a?
No, no normal class and
John Deere.
John Deere.
I got you. That's all right, yours. Cool. That's interesting. And then so what's you figured out you're 200 miles north of the Canadian border according to our longitude, and so what's the weather like there? Is it?
But you must know the Gulf Stream came to us.
Okay.
And it's very warm water.
Okay.
So in the summer, it's not so warm because there's the water.
Right.
In the winter, there comes the warm water from the equator and came to us. And then it's the winter, it's not so cold.
I got you.
So they have, yeah, in the wintertime, it don't get, we get much colder here than they do because of the Gulf Stream water coming up. And they're close enough, like I said earlier, 20 minutes to the Netherlands. And, of course, Netherlands is all about sea level or under.
Right.
You know, they get all that warm
air. 100 miles from the sea, we are.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So, same thing with the temperature never fluctuates very much. You know, that's something my wife couldn't hardly believe when she
got a wake-up call,
yeah,
didn't
you know,
she?
We're in the fall, you know, we'll be 80 degrees. The next day it might be freezing because that cold front comes through. They don't have that over there. If
nope.
It changes 10 degrees from day to day, that is huge.
Oh, don't move here to retire, sir.
And also from the night to today.
Right.
The day, it's not 10 degrees, but not normal, not more.
Here, we're 25 to 30.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's
and
what
the
we're
wind.
Here.
He can't.
And yeah, also we have a little wind, but we are on the end, and we are beginning with the wind.
Awesome. How do you guys put your straw up? Big square bales, round bales? How do you put your hay up?
I like round bales, but you have not too much to work in the stable.
Okay.
But now we have more quart bales, and we have a machine. He makes a straw loose,
right,
and falls down, and we can work only in the stable. It's not so much work. And this time we need 3 hours less workers with a new machine.
I got you. But you still got pitchforks in the horse barn, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, and you need not so much straw.
Hello? You get to use it, Alex?
Sure, I can use it.
The wife, she will have so much straw.
Right.
Equal kilo.
Right.
But when you have the straw loss, yeah, you need not so much kilo.
I got you.
And you have the money in your pocket.
I got you.
Because they're not using as much straw as what he's getting at.
Right.
Because it appears that there is more and it can be used more and it's right. Not compacted up.
And they're just using it for bedding, right?
That's correct. Yep.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
They're not mixing it in with no feed or none, grinding it up for none of that stuff.
That's right. Yep. Yep. And they'll feed them the other grass hay for food or and then also all the people have different choices that maybe they want them to have a little bit of pellets of some sort or protein supplement or oats or whatever. And so depending on what the person wants 2 or 3 times through the day, they've got a little catch wagon that they go along with, you know, 5 boxes of different stuff in. And this horse wants 1 scoop or 2 scoops and they want this or they want that. And, you know, it's a service.
Typical horse owners.
Yeah, it's a service. And,
I mean,
you know,
it's like my bird dog. You get special privileges.
And, you know, when you're in that service industry,
yeah,
like that
you
got to
do it.
You do it, and you please them, and you do that. You're going to have you're going to have a full barn.
Yeah, and you charge accordingly. That's so.
Then I built a horse walker.
Like a roundabout deal.
Not all people have enough time in the evening.
So you got to rock a walk
yes,
around.
And then our worker does it in the horse walker, and he runs alone.
There's a space there, whatever, that they can, like, kind of like a circus pit. pen or whatever that circle the eel, and they can practice with it and do special tricks inside of there and stuff like that.
Ten horses can go in there? Or eight? Eight horses.
Okay, so you have 100 horses max you can board all the time. Are you full most of the time?
Yes.
Yep. You're full because you live so close to all those big cities, and people want horses, but they don't have any place for it.
Yeah, but in our towns, you have money. When you have little towns.
I like the way he says, money. I like it. I love it. It's awesome.
Without money, it's a problem.
You're a businessman.
Yeah, but you must make.
Yeah. What do you do with all this straw manure? Do you put it back on the farm?
No, it goes to Netherlands, and they make for it champions, for fungies.
Huh?
Mushrooms. They use it for bedding and whatnot, like in a greenhouse, so you can grow mushrooms.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
So, you know, there's just out behind. He used it years ago before he really got big into the horse. The horses have been there for as long as he's been doing the farm.
Right.
But he also used to milk a lot of cows, and so he has the drive over pits and stuff like to put the silage in. Well, that's still there, that part of the facility. And then he built on top of where the old milking parlor and barns were, and he made all this new facility for the horses. So, like when it's time to take the old straw manure out from the horses, they put it there in the bunkers. And then once he gets enough there, then they'll come with a semi-load or two, and they'll pick it up and put it in there. And
so do you sell that or trade stuff out for it?
Yeah, when the fungus is away, you buy the rest on the field.
Okay.
But you can do it out.
Spread it out with a spreader.
Yeah. Right.
But you have when you have straw in the ground, that's not good. But that is very good. That's like shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. We're going to take a break on that one. So I got one more break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to get. Oh, this is awesome. Hope I guys still got a job when we get back. So anyway, no, we're good. That was funny. Anyway, we're going to take a Taylor Ranch break, and we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Jimmy Clark does not own a stove, oven, or a microwave because revenge is a dish best served cold. Drew Cobb here with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, April 28th. 543 head were sold, 10 head of steers at 468 brought 247, 6 at 497 brought 252, 12 at 533 brought 222, 8 at 543 brought 233, at 555 brought 241, 4 at 616 brought 228, 7 at 766 brought 204, 3 head of heifers at 492 brought 230, 4 at 530 brought 219, 4 at 616 brought 213, at 648 brought 180, 9 at 687 brought 191, 3 at 757 brought 180, 8 at 794 brought 175, butcher cows were 20 to 98.50, butcher bulls brought 68 to 126, bred cows were 900 to 1535, pairs brought 1350 to 2400. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call up old Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's a 580-497-6095. Yay, yay. And did you know Jimmy Clark can pop a wheelie on a unicycle?
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed and corn, forage sorghum, and Milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Taylor Ranch Hour here, and I picked Hobart, Oklahoma for the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger Forecast. Currently at Hobart at 65, dew points at 54, humidity at 68. You have had 11 one-hundredths of an inch in the last 24 hours. East to southeast, 6 miles an hour winds, and sunrise 6:45, sunset 8:22. Today mostly cloudy, 73 degrees. Tomorrow, thunderstorms very likely, 82 degrees, 60% chance of rain down there. Friday, 92 and sunny. Saturday, 93 and sunny. Saturday night, 20% chance of rain. Sunday, 40% chance of rain, 89 for your high Sunday. So, man, we're getting into that weather pattern. Talking to my old buddy DH down there. He was putting some Milo in the ground yesterday. He's probably a happy camper with all this rain in the forecast we got going on. All right, so back in the studio in with me here from straight from Germany, I promise you, he's from Germany. Franz Josef, I got that right again. He's from Krefeld, is that how you say it? Krefeld, Germany. And it's over, the closest town is what? Oh, wait a minute, I guess it'd help if I turn that up, wouldn't it? There we go.
Krefeld, yeah. Düsseldorf, Germany is a bigger town right on the Rhine River.
All right, David Meisner and his son Alex is joining me in the studio with Alex's grandpa. Say that again in German.
Opa.
All right, we'll get that. I'm good at Spanish, but not German. So anyway, but I'm learning some stuff in here. Anyway, we were talking about what they did with their manure because he boards 100 horses, and that's a lot of manure and straw.
It is. And, of course, they don't want to see any of that manure in that straw. So, of course, if it's there, time to get it out. Let's put some more clean straw in there.
Okay, so I try to be funny sometimes. And I'm going to ask you a question. Don't take it wrong. Anyway, are there any cowboys in Germany?
No. No.
There's no John Wayne.
No.
No bull riding.
No. Only, no. Now in this time, only our cows in this region, we have only milking cows.
Right.
But they built new stable, and also the cows stay in the stable. No outside.
No.
Only the cow, the calves, a little, so, not much.
So the horses there are simply for pleasure and riding, right?
Yes.
That's it.
They're only those fancy millionaire horses, so to speak.
Is there one person or two people that have a saddle that is from America with a horn on it? Most of them don't have the horn.
Yes.
Right. I got you. And then so they do the deal. They got their little horse hats.
Yeah,
and
little horse hats. Well,
that's why his back's all straight, because he drives around with his back straight up. So anyway, so no cowboys.
They've only only got competitions. They got no competitions trying to rope a cow or something. They only got competitions to see who's got the nicest horse, who sits straightest, who's got the nicest stuff. You know, I jump
knew,
over these little
I knew Alex
things.
Was a good thing to bring in today. Do they jump over posts and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, they got jump over posts and stuff.
I see in Britain they jump a lot over the hedge, those hedge bushes
yeah.
and stuff. And, yeah, they got that race going. And that kind of gets pretty wild, though. I mean, nothing like out here. So they're all thoroughbred horses, I'm guessing.
What is the breed of the horse?
Surprise?
Better
horses, not bass. Normal horses from $10,000 to $50,000.
Right.
But when they came to American to us, they buy the last $1.2
million. Yeah. They're kind of, well, these guys over here kind of like you. They want that money from them horse people. And that's the bottom line. It's all about the deal. So anyway, there. Cause, so we covered everything.
The kids, the steam kid, and take 50% away.
Good job.
About $600,000 is auch much money. Oh, no.
Right.
$600,000 for you is auch much money.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's not normal. Normal. 10 to 20 to 30 thousand for the normal people.
Right, I got you. So anyway, so we covered the potatoes, the sauerkraut, or the cabbage, and because sauerkraut's the what? It's a favorite food in Germany.
Yeah, you have a lot of that. You get to eat when you go over there.
And what do they mix with sauerkraut over there? Is it any different here?
It's pretty close to the same. One other that I see a lot, they'll have some red cabbage as well, and the red cabbage is usually more sweet.
Right.
But no, it's
kind of like our onions here. Red onions are sweet.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It's good.
Yeah. So anyway, I'll be honest with you. I better be, if I ever go to Germany, I better be able to order steak. That's all I got to tell you. Because I'm not a big sauerkraut fan. You know, me, sauerkraut, liver. It ain't happening.
Yeah. A lot of rotwurst, too. You got to eat that when you get over there.
Don't forget the beer.
No, they're proud of their beer over there. You still drink your beer?
Yes.
Yes.
Pills man, are all
77. He's not overweight by no means, and so probably because you don't have a McDonald's close by to eat some of their French fries. And so, but I'm not kidding you guys. In person, this man is slim, fit, and trim. Stands tall, sets up straight. And 77, you wouldn't think he was a day over 45 or 50, so it's pretty interesting. So sauerkraut and beer does good. So, next trick question. Have you ever taken a tractor out on the Autobahn?
The tractor?
Off the tractor, off the Autobahn.
No. It's a car.
Only in a car?
A tractor.
Yeah, he's teasing and saying, bring the tractor on the big street.
The highway, no, you must slowly run 60 miles, 40 miles.
Right.
And the tractor cannot run more for 40 miles.
Yeah, a tractor ain't going to keep up on the Autobahn. I know that for a fact.
But you can drive with a car. How's it go? From my wife's brother, he runs 150 miles, no problem.
Yeah.
150 miles.
Oh, yeah, I know.
No,
I've been
on places near the town, everything you can only drive 70 miles or so. It's too much, too danger. Too much cars. You must see. That's like New York by us.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, all right, so we were talking during the break, and we was talking about the tractors, like the JCB and all those tractors, because you use a lot of tractors over there because you haul your crops to town in tractors and wagons.
Yeah.
There ain't semis and hoppers going on. You're not unloading that deal right there. So you got tractors. You're doing a 20, 30-mile round trip, so you got tractors that go 30 miles an hour.
Yep. That's real common to go with the tractors back and forth, and it's just like for himself, the only time he worries about, he doesn't own a semi, but some of the grass, maybe once in a while, hay that he needs for the horses, that might come in a semi because of the distance that it has to come. But everything else pretty much is always transported with a tractor, and even like his pigs. is that about 20 kilometers away is where you bring the pigs to?
And now, like, and now we drive with a truck 60 miles.
So before that, he always did it with the, I helped him do that a couple of times, put the wagon behind the tractor, and we bring it to the slaughtering house, and there it is. And but yeah.
So the smaller companies go away and away, and all be the, you know, one company is less to 25,000 a day.
Wow. Pigs. So you sell your pig directly to a processor?
Yes.
So you there.
But it's a truck.
Well, Mr. Joseph, thank you so much for coming on, and David and Alex, thanks for being on. Music's playing, fun's over. We'll have to do this again. You'll have to come in next time you come in, next year or whenever.
Yeah, yes. Okay.
Come back on, tell us some good stories about cowboys over there in Germany. So, anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed today. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. God bless.